questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. If you have been following this series of shows, we are trying to answer some doubts or misconceptions on the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam or on religious issues in general. Like always, we invite some scholars and researchers from Qom Seminary Schools. This time, again, we have the honor to have Sheikh Nur Muhammad with us in the studio. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My pleasure to be here.
You're most welcome here. Dear listeners, dear brothers and sisters, the question of the day that we want to ask it from the respected guest speaker is about the quality of giving life and dying. And Sheikhana, the question is that how is it like to die? I mean, at the time that the people are on the verge of dying. Also, is there a difference between the death of a mu'min, the moments of the death of a mu'min, a believer, or an unbeliever? Is there any difference? I mean, is it, for example, let's say, based on what we heard, is easier for the believer and difficult, more difficult for the other one? We'd be thankful if you shed some light on this question.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The issue of death is one of the fundamental issues that many people, they want to discover and to understand and to have some kind of idea about how death is, you know, they face the death and how they can experience this issue. I want to say that actually in the verse of Noble Quran, we have plenty of verses talking about the issue of death. For example, we have كُلُّ نَفْسٍ دَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Every soul shall taste death, then you brought back to us. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that everybody, every soul, they taste the death. Okay, one day we will taste that. And we have this experience of having, you know, experience of death. But actually, I have to confess that we do not have enough information about that. But because still we did not experience that. But we are approaching one day to experience death. I want to say that we cannot have a lot of explanation. We cannot provide.
But we have been recommended, Sheikh, mutu qabla an tamutu. We have been said that try to die before you are dead.
You know, this is mutu qabla an tamutu from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. It is another, totally another, you know, separated issue. Because maybe that narration, it is talking about the kind of jihadun nafs, fighting your, you know, whimsical desire. Actually referring to a spiritual fighting with your passion, with your whimsical desire. And to have kind of witnessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a spiritual phase. But we are talking about the, you know, material one, that, you know, death, that everybody, common death, that everybody is familiar with that. But about the differences between the faithful people and, you know, non-faithful people, we have, for example, وَالنَّازِعَاتِ قَرْقَى, by those angels who rest the soul violently. You know, referring to the unbeliever. Some angels, very violently, they rest the soul of the, you know, some people. So it is very harsh, you know, threatening from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then immediately said that وَالنَّاشَتَاتِ نَشْتَى, by those who draw it out gently. You know, referring to the faithful people. Okay, so you can very very easily can understand the difference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes, or of course some angels, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, violently they take out the soul of human being. On the other hand, we have sometimes very gently they receive the soul of human being. So there is a great difference. But One point I have to add here, it is not some physical idea. For example, we see some people by accident, they die. Very badly, some people, they have been died. And, you know, we cannot say that individual was unbeliever. No, do not, take it mistakenly. Rather, it is talking about a spiritual phase. Maybe an unbeliever dies in his bed, very gently, you know, physically speaking, everything is okay. Yeah. But on the other hand, behind the curtain, I mean, in the spiritual phase, it has been taken his soul or her soul very violently.
Very true.
Okay? So it is different. I want to say that, do not confuse it with the material scene that we witness.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Can we say that it depends on the kind of our actions and our behavior in this world? So the quality of our death actually is affected by the quality of our actions and treatments in this world, because in case we were righteous people, the kind of death that we have is, let's say, too much easier. Easier in the sense that, it is very joyful for us to go there. It might be, let's say, in a bad accident, in crashing, I don't know, as you said and you explained. But it is easier because in the ahadith, what we understand from the language of the ahadith, this level or the stage of taqshir, that is separation of the body with the soul, is very easy for the believers. Look, this taqshir that is being talked about in separation of soul from body is like removing the skin of a person while he is alive. You see how much painful and dreadful it is. But if the believer has been actually obeying Allah in his lifetime, then because he has used to be like this, to separate even his soul, and this separation happens very soon, so it is very delighted and very joyful for this person, as the people of philosophy say such a thing.
You know, talking about the issue of death, but generally speaking, it has some hardships, which we call it sakaratul maut. Mm. You know, death, generally speaking, for the general people, has some kind of hardships.
True.
But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitate it for the faithful people. And actually what you mentioned is absolutely right, because it depends on your action. If you are righteous person, an individual, if you have faith, if you are a faithful person, for sure you would have a very nice and easy death. Actually, it is right. But for the unbeliever who did not observe the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of human being, who disrespected other human being and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those people, actually, they would have a very difficult and violent death. That's true. But we have been recommended to remember the death. For example, in one narration we have, اذكر حادم اللذات الموت. Remember your pleasure. Okay, because if you remember your death, one day you would die. In that case, you forget about your own whimsical desire. Okay, and about the pleasure of this material life. So we have been a lot of recommendations to always remember your death.
Very true.
It is very helpful for your spiritual cleansing.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh. If you want to suggest us something so that in order to alleviate this death process for ourselves as a believer, what do you suggest based on the recommendations that we have received? Is there anything, this recommendation of yours, that is remembrance of death, even Imam Ali alayhi salam in Najm al-Ghaib, in plenty of cases says that, okay, go and remind those who are in the graveyards and talk to them and see how is their life now. So is it really one, it can be one recommendation. Is there anything also that alleviates it for us?
You know, I think for my dear listeners, maybe some of them, they do not have, you know, they're not Muslim. I just want to have general advice here for all my respected dear listeners. And the idea is always practice what you consider to be right. Mm-hmm. Practice what you consider to be good action. Okay? Al-ma'roof. For example, respecting your neighbors, respecting the right of other human being, not to cause any damage, to be supportive, to be giving for other people, to be generous. These ideas, not to lie, to be honest. You know, we have many commonalities with all human beings, whether you are Muslim, whether you're Hindu, whether you're atheist. All people, generally speaking, they believe in these ideas to be nice. So whatever you consider to be good, please do it. Okay? To have volunteer supporting for the poor people, for destitute, okay? For your family members. To have some altruistic supporting for other fellow human beings. These ideas, every human being, they can understand that these are good ideas. If you do it, you would have nice death and very easy death.
Very true. Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your recommendations and beautiful advices. I think we have two more minutes to go. So, Sheikh, dear Sheikh, why do we basically we are afraid of death and dying? So what is this? Is it due to thinking that, for example, this is the end of our life and there won't be any other life there afterwards? So how can we make it more pleasant? Is it possible to make the death more pleasant?
Exactly.
What is the reason that some of our Ahlul Bayt, that they say, okay, they are waiting for the martyrdom. Martyrdom for a Muslim in Islamic culture is something, let's say, close to the death in other cultures. So what is that they are ready for this death, for this kind of martyrdom? Is it that beautiful in their hearts? Is it that joyful in their hearts that they are seeking to go to God or no? Can you please tell us about that?
Exactly. Very briefly about the martyrdom. Actually, it is kind of sacrifice because some people, they want to sacrifice whatever they have for the sake of Allah and for the sake of safeguarding the divine religion of Islam and actually safeguarding the rights of the, you know, other fellow human being. Like the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. He wanted to safeguard the divine religion of Islam and he sacrificed whatever he had for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So is it the reason that death is sweet in their hearts?
And the reason of that maybe is those people, they understood, of course, talking about other people, they understood the philosophy of death. They understood that death is actually kind of journey. It is a beginning of journey, actually.
True.
Not the end of life. Actually, it is the beginning of life that you start and you initiate your journey toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have, you know, absolute and if you have in-depth understanding of death, we are not fearful of that.
Very true. I can't forget, Sheikh, that teacher from Islamic seminary that once said, I'm waiting for death. What is death? Why should I be afraid of death? Because I'm going to transfer a bridge from this side of the river to the other side of the river.
You know, this is true for those people who believe in the Day of Judgment, who are righteous people and who have complete faith toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, we cannot have this kind of recommendation for all people because unfortunately some people, because of some hardships and, you know, for example, financial difficulties or any some kind of disaster, they want to have kind of suicide.
Definitely. Well, no, it's not going to encourage people to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their death, for the arrival of their death.
This is understandable for those
But there is no reason to be afraid of death.
Yes, exactly. I want to say that actually you have to prepare yourself because one day we would die. And we have to prepare ourselves. And what is our preparation? Actually, as I said, to have kind of observation of the rights of Allah and the rights of other people and to practice what you know is true.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your beautiful elaboration and your respected listeners for staying tuned and listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي حسين وحسن